Okay. You know, the schools were closed. Okay. The topic was announced for this evening's shiur is the topic, is it a mitzvah to visit Eretz Yisrael? And if it is a mitzvah, what mitzvah is it subsumed under? Certainly there is no pasuk anywhere in the Chumash which indicates that a person is required as a mitzvah to go visit Eretz Yisrael, so we'll try and explore that question. The connection to Parashas Bo, which we learned this morning, is as follows. Really, from an interesting comment found in the Targum Yonis Ben Uzziel, not in Parashas Bo, but relating to an incident in Parashas Bo. The Torah describes in the beginning of Perek Beis of Shmos, the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people as a nation, that of Kiddush HaChodesh, to sanctify the month of Nisan, and subsequently the instructions are given regarding the first Korban Pesach that was ever brought. And the Torah says that indeed the Bnei Yisrael went ahead to fulfill that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them concerning the Korban Pesach, and they brought the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of that month. In Parak Nirbeis, Pasuk of Ches, Vayochel Vayasu Bnei Yisrael, Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe V'Yaron, came on through, they did everything, and then that night came the Makas Becharos, and subsequently Yitzis Mitzrayim. So later on in the Chumash, in the Seder, which we read in Mitzvah Shem in a couple of weeks in Parshas Yisrael, the Pasuk states, Parak Yud Tes of Shmos, Parak Yud Tes, Pasuk Zayim, it says, Parak Yud Tes, Pasuk, find a second, Parak Yud Tes, Pasuk Dalad, Parak Yud Tes, Pasuk Dalad, it says, You, Bnei Yisrael, saw that which I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did in Mitzrayim, and I carried you, so to speak, on the wings of eagles, and I brought you to me. What is this referring to? So the Targum Yosef Ben Uzziel, that Pasuk in Parshas Yisrael, again, Shmos Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Dalet, says, you saw what I did. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to this medrash, as Targum Yonasan quotes, somehow transported all of the Jewish people from Mitzrayim to the Mokom HaMikdash, to Eretz Yisrael, to the place where the Beis HaMikdash would later be built, and that's where they offered that first Korban Pesach, and then he brought them back to Mitzrayim. It's a staggering medrash on many levels, but that's what it brings in the Targum Yonasan to Zeal. So, Uvahi Laila, Esevish Yasol HaPilusim, the Tamar Mitzvah Yasol HaPilusim, right? And then that night I brought you there, and I brought you back to Mitzrayim, etc. So we find in this subject that all of the Jewish people visited Eretz Yisrael temporarily, momentarily, in order to be able to bring the Korban Pesach on that famous 14th of Nisan, then they came back to Mitzrayim, and the rest of the episode unfolded. So again, what exactly this Medrash means, and what exactly took place, so that you can think about, but at least it gives me some... Well, that's right, the Nesher Rebbe's wife, yeah, but they came back. That's the only problem. So that's why we want to, oh, Nesher Benesher, we said, very good. I can't finish on, Nesher Benesher, yeah. So here they visited Eretz Yisrael. So I thought we'll speak about whether there is in fact a mitzvah to visit Eretz Yisrael. So in order to understand that question, we have to look first at the background information, which will be most of the shiur. The background information, then we'll see, hopefully we'll all understand how it applies to this question. The first issue really that we have to look into is there a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? Is there any requirement? Is there any mitzvah that a Jew is required to live in Eretz Yisrael? And I'm not going to tell anybody here what they should be doing, but it's worthwhile to look over the sources to figure out, is there such a mitzvah? And I think if we look at it, we come up with basically four shittas, four different opinions among the Rishonim, really, and the Poskim, as to whether there is such a mitzvah. The Ramban formulates very, very clearly that there is indeed a mitzvah to settle in Eretz Yisrael. He writes this in his commentary. The Ramban comments in Parshas Maaseh in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Nun Gimel. The Pasuk states that we're to drive out the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael and settle in the land. It says, "Va'orastem es haaretz v'yishavtem bo." Yishavtem bo. We have to dwell in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban will bring it up in a second. We'll just say Valpeh for the moment. The Ramban says, "Ludati zu mitzvah haaseh." Ramban says, "Thanks." We'll read it inside. Again, it's. Thank you. It's the Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Gimel in Bamidbar, Pasuk Nun Gimel. I read from Ramban. L'aldati zu mitzvah saseh. Pasuk says, "Varastim asaros yishavtem bo kilechem nosati asaros lemecholso." Aldati zu mitzvah saseh. Yitzava osam shi'eshu ba'aretz yishu osar ki unikna lehem ve'lo yimas v'nachas Hashem. Rabban writes openly, this is a mitzvah saseh, it's a positive commandment that Jews are supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael, to drive out those who live there now, and not reject that which Hashem gives us, and he says that they shouldn't go and conquer other lands, this is where we're supposed to live, and he demonstrates that we have a number of places in the Gemara, particularly in the end of Maseches Ksubos, where the Chazal speak in very beautiful terms about the wonderful qualities of Eretz Yisrael, etc., and the Ramban therefore says that there's a mitzvah and that's it, and that's where we're supposed to live. He elaborates on his position in greater detail in his commentary on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban, we know, has a difference of opinion with the Rambam regarding a number of mitzvahs. So at the end of each section of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Sefer HaMitzvahs has three sections. There's the Sharoshim, where the Rambam outlines what rules he's going to use to determine whether something should be counted as a mitzvah or not. Then there's the Rambam lists off all the mitzvahs saseh and all the mitzvahs lo saseh. So at the end of the list of the mitzvahs saseh and at the end of the mitzvahs lo saseh, the Ramban writes in what mitzvahs he thinks the Rambam left out. He should have counted on the list, and he didn't count on the list. How are you going to come to the magic number 613 is for a different discussion. But the Ramban and the what they call the Hashmotas HaEsim, the addenda to the mitzvahs saseh, the Ramban writes here the same thing he writes in his commentary to the Chumash over there again in the Parshas Maaseh, the Midbar Perek, Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun Gimel. Only here he goes into greater detail. And number dalad, mitzvah dalad, that he thinks the Rambam left out is nireli ki ma shalom no. I'm sorry, shenitzavinu loreshes. Not nireli. Shenitzavinu loreshes haaretz asher nosan akel yisal avoseinu abram yitzchak liyakov v'lo na'azor biyadzu loseinu min ha'umos. The Ramban writes openly again that mitzvah saseh number four, that he thinks the Rambam omitted but shouldn't have omitted, is the mitzvah to settle in Eretz Yisrael, to the land that was given to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and we shouldn't let it be in control of other nations and let it lie barren. And he quotes that same pasuk in Bavidbar, Paraklam and Gimel, Pasuk and Gimel, Varashtam and Sarsi Shavtimba, etc. And this is a mitzvah that he says applies at all times. He mentions that he ties it into the question of waging war to be able to fulfill this mitzvah, what's called the Mechanis Mitzvah, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and even if the nations will go off by themselves, like you find one of the tribes, the Girgash, who went by themselves, nevertheless, we have to take it over ourselves. That's his language, Lo Neach Osa B'yadu V'leo B'yadzu Losman Omos V'dor Min Hadaros, and generation to generation, this mitzvah applies all the time, and even V'cheinim Baruch Hu Omos Ha'emim Paneinu V'hocho Hem Kimamoram Hagirgoshi Pam Alachlo, and nevertheless, Nitzaveinu Anu Lavol Eretz V'lichbo Sh'arm L'hoshiv Bo Shifteinu. We're supposed to go in and settle all our tribes there and occupy the land. And he goes on and mentions towards the end that this is a mitzvah which applies at all times and all generations, and therefore the Ramban, it's Ani ki a mitzvah shachacham mafligim bav hu diras Eretz Yisrael. That's what Chazal says is so important about living Eretz Yisrael. Ad she'amar b'ksubas daf kufi on the base kolayot semen v'dar b'chutz arts yehi b'necha k'obed avar zara, that someone who settles outside of Eretz Yisrael should be considered from a certain perspective like one ovet avar zara, and various other statements. In Cain, says the Ramban, he mitzvahs asei ledoros mischayev kol echad menu afilu bisman golos kedua b'talmud mekomos harbe. So there's very little room on the simple level to understand the Ramban in any other way but that there is a mitzvahs asei that applies to all generations, all Jews, in time of golos, not in the time of golos, to settle and to live in Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban feels it could be counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs. Ramban is not a das yochid in this, the Tashbetz and the Zohar HaRakia in Os Ayin Vov mentions, he quotes the Ramban, he agrees with the Ramban, and quotes some of the same proofs as the Ramban, and he says, Lafish is a mitzvah, because this is a mitzvah, this is why the Chachamim mentioned that someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, rather, is like Ovid Avodah Zorah, again, a similar comment to the one the Ramban made, and also in the Sefer Charedim, which is another list of mitzvahs, the Sefer Charedim is an interesting compilation, it divides the mitzvahs up on the basis of parts of the body that he used for the performance of the mitzvah, and other such divisions. Anyway, he mentions about Eretz Yisrael in Perek Nun Zayin Os Tesvav in this edition. Mitzvahs asay min haTorah lodor be'Eretz Yisrael. This is a mitzvah asay min da'oraisa, and again he brings proofs. He quotes the Gemara that says that the Elimelech, the wife of Nomi in the Megillas Rus, and his children Machlon and Chilion all died because they left Eretz Yisrael, and various other times, so the Haredim is also clear, but again, this is principally known as the Shita of the Ramban, that there is a definite mitzvah asay midoraisa to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Tashbates agree, the Haredim agrees. Interestingly, the Chazon Ish, in one of his letters, a very brief comment in the Igros of Chazon Ish, Os Kuf Ayin Hey, writes that the mitzvah Ish of Eretz Yisrael is Hukhar Ayde HaRambam VeHaRamban VeShar Poskim. This is agreed to by the Rambam, by the Ramban, by everybody, yeah, by most of the poskim. That's what I think the Chazon Ish means. Yadua ad kama shof haChafetz Chaim zecher tzadik levroch al alos. And it's known how much the Chafetz Chaim wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael and didn't get to him. I don't know if you know the story. The way they tell over the story is the Chafetz Chaim wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he announced in his shul, in Radin, in the yeshiva, that he was planning to make aliyah to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then just after that his wife took ill, and he never ended up going to Eretz Yisrael. The story is, the two parts of the story, or two messages. One is when the Talmidim came to him and said, you're leaving us bereft, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, what's going to be, who's going to be our leader, and so on, our Rav. So he said, no, the Bachanan is here, referring to the great Bachanan Wasserman, so I'll leave you in good hands. But after he didn't end up going because his wife took ill, the way they tell over the story, I don't know if it's true, but the way they tell over the story is the Chafetz Chaim said, it's, you know, when he made that announcement, going to Eretz Yisrael, he did not say Bli Neder. It was one time he said he was going to do something, he didn't say Bli Neder. And this was a punishment on Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he didn't end up going to Eretz Yisrael. Whether that part of the story is true or not, I don't know, but Lamaisa, it's known that the Chafetz Chaim wanted to come, he planned to come, but then when his wife took him, he didn't get to go. In any event, it's clear from the Ramban and others that I mentioned that there is a mitzvah asay midoraisa, one of the Tayag mitzvahs, a regular mitzvah, to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that's shita number one about living in Eretz Yisrael. To go live in Eretz Yisrael applies for all doros. A second position is presented by the Balei HaTosfos in Ksubas. And it's not necessarily totally a second position, but it mentions the following. HaTosfos comments in Ksubas, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, B'Divra Masel Hu Omer Lalos. The Mishnah there is talking about the following, we discussed this in the past, that there is a din that if we know that if a couple gets divorced, so the husband has to pay the wife the Ksuba. And that's why this is in Maseches Ksubas. However, if it can be demonstrated that the wife is the one who's at fault for breaking up the marriage, then she doesn't get the ksuba. And there are Maseches Ksubas, those who study. No, there are different cases and so on. So one of the cases is, let's say a husband and a wife are living here in Tina, and they're living happily, and then suddenly the wife says, you know, she'd like to move to the North Pole. So, and she said, if you're not going to move to the North Pole, I want to get divorced. So that's unreasonable. So he could divorce her, but he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. By the same token, if he suddenly decides he wants to move to the North Pole, then he can divorce her, but he has to pay the ksuba. Whoever is considered responsible for upsetting the status quo, that's the one who's breaking up the marriage, and the ksuba will have to be paid accordingly. However, the Mishnah tells us that if one of them wants to move to Eretz Yisrael and the other doesn't, so whoever wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's the one who's in the right. That's the one who's, if the woman wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and he refuses to go, okay, they can get divorced, they'll have to pay the ksuba. That's the context. So, Tosfos, however, comments there in Ksubas Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, Eino Noheg Bizman Hazeh. That it is no longer applicable Bizman Hazeh. Sounds like Tosfos is saying that there is no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael today, Bizman Hazeh. Why? The Ika Sakonas Drochim. Because it's dangerous to travel there. And it's true in those days of the Balei HaTosfos to travel from... Huh?
Right.
Why, good?
Okay,
I hear what you're saying. I'm not arguing that. It is what Tosfos says, though. It's saying we'll see what the sheet is. So I'm saying the Tosfos seems to be saying that. Well, let me read the rest of the Tosfos. Tosfos says, "B'haya Omer Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen is one of the Balei HaTosfos. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen writes the Achshav Eino Mitzvah Lador Be'Eretz Yisrael. He writes that there is no longer a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael nowadays. Ki Yesh Kama Mitzvahs Atluyos Be'Aretz, because there are many mitzvahs which apply in Eretz Yisrael, Trumas and Maisus and Shmit and other things. The Kama Onshin the Ein." That it's too difficult for us to observe and for us to keep. So it's a very interesting toast on a number of different levels, including the point you mentioned. But what it appears in Tosfos is, It looks like that, yeah. Now there is all kind of discussion. There's some who quote that it is a mistake that at least part of this Tosfos is written over by a Talmud Toer, by a student who misunderstood what the Rebbe said. But in any event, what's written in Tosfos is, and that's what I'm saying, it's sort of a second shita, seems to be that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but the Zman Hazeh, it doesn't apply because it's impractical, either because it's dangerous to travel there, and or because even once you're there, to keep the mitzvahs of Pius Baritz, you're not going to, again, without a built-up economy, without so many people there, to let the land lie not farm for a year, so you'll go to starve. Yeah. No, it doesn't seem to be, right, not according to the Shita. Maybe, possibly. Possibly, but that's true. But there's still some, at least on the Rabbanah level. It's a very, very interesting shita that Rabbi Chaim Cohen. Again, I will tell you that there are, early Achronim who write that this was not Rabbi Chaim Cohen. This is a Talmud Torah misunderstood. But anyway, what's printed in the Tosfos is I'm incorporating this sort of as a second shita because it's acknowledging a mitzvah, but it's saying it doesn't apply today because we can't do it. Yeah.
Doesn't say there's no mitzvah within this Israel. But
right.
The youngest can't do this.
Right. But you know, that's obvious. You're right, but that would be obvious. If you don't have tefillin, so you can't put on tefillin. But they're saying it's stronger here. They're saying that ain't no noig bizman hazeh. I mean, the loss, huh? Yes, sir. The lesson of the Rabbi Chaim Cohen as printed in the Tosfos is, and it's what he says, the achshav eino mitzvah lo dever tisor. That's what I'm saying. It's sort of a second shita. It acknowledges that at least at one time in history there was a mitzvah, but today, for whatever reason, perhaps the mitzvah doesn't apply. The Trumas Hadeshin in the... Huh? Yeah. Ein hachanami, can be. The Trumas... Yeah.
But if the Trumas has changed where it was...
That'll be back in effect. That's what it looks like. Right, that's what I'm saying. The Ramban doesn't seem to care. The Ramban says, Ramban is more like you're saying. As I said, it's not necessarily a second shita. But the Ramban seems to say it's a mitzvah, like any other mitzvah. You can't do it, then for some reason you're honest. But Tosfos' language is saying it's a little different than just saying it's honest. It says it's not knowing anymore. So that's what I'm saying. It's sort of a second shita.
That's what I was going to say. Very often you have
formulated it. That's what I'm saying. So I think you could argue it's a second sheet of the Trumas Hadeshin in the second section, the Psukim Uksavim section, Simon Peches. He's writing to somebody who did go to Eretz Yisrael and was wondering whether it's a mitzvah nowadays or not. Especially because the Ein Lanu Bavonos Kibbutz Bachur Talmud Torah Lasham, the learning wasn't strong there. There weren't yeshivas there. Again, it was a very small Jewish population. So he writes, the Trumas Hadeshin, Dalecha, the Mevadai Sheva Godol Amala Yesh Olodim Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael. Certainly, it's praiseworthy, it's good to go to Eretz Yisrael, but Kol Shekein Yirat Kodesh, especially in Yerushalayim, it's good to Toil HaSalam HaBo, V'gam HaLazen. So, Omnom, however, Shamanu Kama Pomim Sheyesh Lem B'nei Bris Na'aravoyim Hanek Shovel Rishorim Gemurim Mostim for some of them Torah the Mevadol Ma'ashkenazim Shem Shomrei Torah. There are, seems to be other Jews who were not so observant when the Jews came from Europe. They gave them a hard time, and they didn't let them observe the Torah properly. Vegam ki hamizonos techukim umutzum samim, making a living, having enough food, it's limited. Okay, ma'od, and other difficulties. Mihu cholam b'cholzeh. Who can sustain themselves in these conditions? Milvad godol vishas hayishmeilim asher osham. Not to mention the problem with the Arabs. that's the Trumas Hadeshin. So he too, again, it seems to be saying that whereas there is a mitzvah, but the circumstances. It's tough for us. Well, again, the way that I'm buying such a mitzvah will say. Okay, I'm just trying to distinguish. Ramban certainly was aware. My point is like this: Ramban was aware of the Tosfos and Ksubas. He was aware of the difficulty of travel. Ramban himself went, and after in the mid 1200s, after the famous debate of Barcelona, so he went there to sell himself. He couldn't even find a minyan in Yerushalayim. So Ramban himself was clearly aware of the difficulties both traveling there and living there, and he did not write that we're aware of anyway that we have. Well, it's too difficult. He doesn't say it, and these Balei Tosfos do say it. The Trumas Hadeshin does say it. Maram Rutenberg. Also, in one of the editions of his Tshuva, the Amsterdam edition, Tshuva Ayin Tes, writes, why is it that certain people told their children who were in Eretz Yisrael to come back? I guess after the year in Eretz Yisrael, told them not to come back, right? So it says, he says, Lefisha Ein, this is the Surah Ayin test, Lefisha Ein, Nerachamim Klal, Gam Ein Yechon Lasek Patorah, Machos Hachichim Lechoach Achar Mezonos. To learn, it was just to live there. It was so difficult. There was no time to learn. There was no community. And Gam Mitov Shein Shom Torah, Einam Bekir, Bidduke Mitzvahs. People couldn't keep the mitzvahs properly. The Kach Shamati, that's what the Maram Rutenberg writes. So you have these Rishonim, primarily Ashkenazic Rishonim, who write, and again, that's why I'm not insistent on the point that it's a separate shita from the Ramban, but the emphasis is clearly different. Whether, as the Ramban says openly in his commentary to the Chumash and his Hashmatas to the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs, that it's a mitzvah, say it's no hig in all generations, we have to do it. Of course, the Ramban would agree, if a person can't, he can't, but certainly these Balei HaTosfos and the Tshumas HaDesh are opening the door more to, you know, to exceptions. And, yeah, maybe the circumstances changed somewhat.
He said, you're right, but maybe.
Again, if you want to insist that there's no, you know, there's no machlokas, you can insist it. But the Ramban overlapped with some of these people, not necessarily after. Yeah.
I don't want to get too political.
Yeah.
But the Ramban, as far as these issues of Yalu Makola, engagements like that, is that something that would only be an issue because of the 48? And that
possible. We'll see. We'll come to that point. Let me go a little further. No, we'll see. Okay, there's a sefer called Pas HaShulchan, which is written by one of the Talmidim of Yisrael of Shklov, one of the Talmidim, the name is of Yisrael Mishklov, of Yisrael from Shklov. He was one of the Talmidim of the Gaon of Vilna. I stress that name because those who know who have been to Har Nof, there's a street called the Yisrael Mishklov, Rechov, but they call it Mishklov. It's not, the guy's name was not Mishkalov. It's a Yisrael Mishklov. The men means from. It's one of the main dregs in Har Nof. It's called Rechov Mishkalov. People didn't know what it meant, Mishklov, of Shklov. They thought that was the name. They called it the Rechov Mishkalov. But anyway, so Yisrael Mishklov is one of the Talmidim of Vilna Gaon. There's a whole safety here on Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. And Mitzvah Plius, that's what's called Pas HaShulchan. So in Perek Aleph, the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, he writes in Os, Siv Gimel, he says, Yesh Omrim, the mitzvahs here said so min haTorah, gam is manazeh, and that's Ramban, right? That's the Ramban of the Sefer Mitzvahs, and others he quotes, Omnam, he says, Ein a mitzvah kloros l'chol Yisrael, begolos achel hazeh, a mitzvah kol yachid l'odoshom. Okay, it's not the general mitzvah, the mitzvah on every individual, but he writes, in yeh is dvarim monim oso lalos, kagon sakonos hamidborios, ayamim am sakonim, osho b'chutzor, tseyso nechosim, michio v'aret lo yimso, Erech Michios has got a good job in chutzor, and he's not going to be able to find a job there, olo yel nechosim lalos, doesn't can't afford to do it, he'll go there, he'll have to be a beggar on the streets, you know, for food. Then, okay, anyway, so we have these, so far, again, two opinions. If you want to insist that they agree, I can accept it, but I do think, nonetheless, that the emphasis is different. Then, say it again. I'm not sure if you went. Many come in and go, did? I don't know. Could be. Could be. Probably did. Yeah, probably did. Okay, so that's another shita. A third shita is that, in fact, there is no minyan in the, no mitzvah in the minyan ha-mitzvahs because it was in, the fact is the Ramban that we started with began with a pasuk, right? And it says, Yishav Tabah. That's what the Ramban says is the makor. So, I mean, how do you disregard the pasuk? So, one of the commentaries in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, is called the Megillas Esther. Nothing to do with Purim. It was written by Yitzhak Bilion, and he writes in Agdama that his mother is named Esther, so he named his work after his mother. So it's called the Megillas Esther. What he often does, or generally does, is he defends the Rambam against the objections raised by the Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So here in the Hashmatas of the Essen on Mitzvah Dalet, he writes, nearly, Machima Shalom, no Harav, the Rambam left it out, is why? Lefisha Mitzvah Yusharat Yeshivos, Allah Nahaga, Rakbi Me Moshem Yeshua the David, the Kolzman Shalom Golu Me Artsam. So it's not exactly similar like this over the Beis HaMikdash, but he says, That it was not, it's not a mitzvah of Doros. Yes, that generation was supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. And until such time as they were evicted from Eretz Yisrael, Pakeh was a mitzvah to live there. But once we were driven out, end of mitzvah. And therefore he says the Rambam only counts in his list of mitzvahs things that are applicable at all times. Okay, now people raise, what about the fact that Rambam counts Karbonos and discusses the Karbonos in the Sefer Mitzvahs? Okay, so there one argues it's a technicality. If there would be a base on mitzvahs today, we would bring it. It just happens today. We can't bring Karbonos, but the mitzvah is still in effect. That's a discussion for another time. I think years ago we spoke about it. But anyway, yeah. Right, so you can say that. There's some makeup, good, possibly. But anyway, according to the Megillus Esther here, Bishop de Leon, he says that this is certainly a difference of opinion. He says there is no mitzvah. There was a mitzvah. He writes, his lashon is bimei Moshe, the Yeshua of David. The Klei Chemda, one of the Achronim, was a commentator on the Chumash, what? He doesn't mention that exactly. So the Klei Chemda discusses that in one of his essays in Parshas Masei, not Pasuk, Lamed Gimel Nun Gimel. He discusses it. He says he specifically said Moshe W. Yeshua was only the Bayis Rishon, because the Bayis Sheni, I mean, I won't read it inside, I'll save time, but the Bayis Sheni, he says that we were still under the control of the Goyim. In other words, the Bayis Rishon, pretty much the whole Bayis Rishon, certainly to the very end, it was a Jewish king, a Jewish government. The Bayis Sheni in the days of Ezra was only because of the quote-unquote grace of Koresh that they went back, and then even just temporarily the Chasmonaim were there, but basically most of the time with the Bayis Sheni, we were under the thumb of non-Jews. And his point is, if you look in the Pasuk kind of links the mitzvah of Yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael with the mitzvah of Yerusha. But when we're not in control of the land, the mitzvah of Yerusha is inapplicable, and therefore, not so that the Megillus Esther says, not that the Klechem understands it, the mitzvah of Yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply. Just as a side point, I saw it sitting here before I said right now, but the this week said that Yaakov Kamenetsky is a very, very interesting essay. Those who have time to have a say for Mr. Yaakov, it's a side point that he says that it was intentional, that it was understood that the whole Bayis Sheni period was only going to be a temporary thing. And he mentions that's why, you know, he says on the Pasuk Chodesh Elohem, that's why we, you know, the Hebrew, the names of the months, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, the Gemara says these were names that they brought from Bavel, the names that we refer to the months by. In the Torah, they're just referred to by number. Right? Chodesh Elohem, Rosh Chodashim, that's the first month. The second month, Torah always says just the number. It's later on, later, like in Megillus Esther already, we have the names, because that was later. That was after they were ready in Bavel. Megillus Esther will say Bachodesh Rishon or Chodesh Nisan. Right? It'll give the Babylonian names. Why? Why Taka? Did Chazal come back to Israel with the Babylonian names? So he has a whole essay where he demonstrates how it was because he understood that this was just a temporary thing and we're really still in Golas. Any event, so the answer, Yanka, your question, yes, Dafki leaves out Israel. That's how the Klechem understands it. And therefore, according to this Shita, this is what I'm positing as a third Shita, is that there never was, there may have once been a mitzvah, at least in that generation, to go into Israel, or at least Kozman, they weren't ever expelled from Eretz Yisrael, but no longer is there a mitzvah. I'm just saying, I think it could be that one of the sort of more prominent Rishonim has this, for at least a variation of this, the Chidush HaRitva in Yuma, on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, discusses settling in Mitzrayim. Because the Pasuk says in the Chumash, you know, we're not supposed to go back to the Pasuk in Dvarim, I think it says that we're not supposed to go back to Mitzrayim. So he discusses it and wonders how come Jews did settle in Mitzrayim. In Alexandria, we know there was a tremendous Jewish community, a huge shul and everything, so how was this allowed? So different terutzim. One of the things he mentions here is Ba'anachon Yosef, says the Ritva, She'ein ha'isig, and this is the Ritva in Yuma Lamed Chesem and Aleph, Ba'anachon Yosef, She'ein ha'isarahu el bizman she'Yisrael shuri al admosom. That was only true when Jews were living in Eretz Yisrael, and then they had Eretz Yisrael. Av bizman hazeh, she'nigzal enuz, nidachem v'chol kitzer aretz, in other words, scattered all around, and kol chutzo aretz. I mean, what's the difference? You live in, you know, Spain, you live in Mitzrayim, it's all the same. The Ein Isser Elosol Lotfes Midas Mina Oretz L'Chutzlaretz. The only Isser is to intentionally leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Chutzlaretz. So the Avnei Nezer, we've discussed Avnei Nezer in the past, those who are interested in this subject of the mitzvah of Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, there's a very important tshuva from the Avnei Nezer in Chelek Eredeus from Tof Nun Dal, a long tshuva. Avnei Nezer was a Sacher Tzav Rebbe, who discusses many important aspects, very important tshuva. But anyway, at the very end, he writes, after he'd written the tshuva was done already, and then he writes, Oh, Sama Gimel Ach, Achaz man rav shekasapti tshuva zu motzosi liritva. After I wrote this tshuva a long time later, I found this ritva, and he understands the ritva as saying that the mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply. The only issur is an issur to leave Eretz Yisrael intentionally to go to Chutzlitz, but there's no mitzvah to go, the way the Nezer understands, there's no mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. So I'm suggesting maybe the ritva is along the lines of the Megillah says that it was a mitzvah at one time while we were in Eretz Yisrael, while we had Eretz Yisrael. So I thought it was a mitzvah for Jews to live there, but once you've been expelled, the mitzvah longer applies. So that's sheet number three. Yeah.
Does anybody discuss the issue and makes it conditional upon
Kitchu Rishon and Kitchu Rishon? Yes. Yeah. Kitchu Rishon Kitchu is a piece of it I'm not going to get to tonight. It requires too much background.
But yes. Is it part of this formula?
Yes, could be. Yes, yes. The answer is yes. People talk about it. The Maharit and others talk about it. Yeah. Yes, yeah, so the Ritva, in the footnotes to this Ritva, they quote that famous comment from the Kaftar, there's a sefer called Kaftar Farah, the story Haparchi, who, I guess in the 1600s, I don't remember, I forgot exactly when he is, but he, maybe a little earlier, writes, you know, a lot of stuff about Eretz Yisrael too. We discussed this years ago, we discussed the borders of Eretz Yisrael. He has important essays about Eretz Yisrael. So he mentions this tradition that he got from someone who's related to the Rambam's family, that the Rambam used to write that, he used to sign his name in his letters, I'm Moshe. So I guess maybe he didn't agree to this ritual. I don't know. But, you know, that's, he would sign, he lived in Egypt. I am Moshe ben Maimon, over b'chol yom shosha lavin. Every day I violate three lavin. I violate three Yisurim. One of them is when I live in Mitzrayim. And others say, well, he didn't have a choice to leave. He was the Sultan's doctor, so he wasn't going to let him go. But anyway, that's a different sheet. Yeah.
According to the third sheet,
yeah.
What would change it for the wicked on using
this sheet? I guess the binyan, well, you could argue either Jewish sovereignty or binyan based on mikdash. That's a contemporarily significant question. You're right. What would reinstate them? Is it just Jewish sovereignty over the land? Which is what it sounds like in the Krechenda. He understands the Megillah Esther is saying, because by Sheni we didn't have independent Jewish sovereignty, one could argue that today we do, or it could be Binyan Beis Hamikdash, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but okay. But how is that going to happen unless you go to do it?
Well, so the question is there a mitzvah to do it? Right, see, but another thing that comes into this question is, Shir, in its own right, is there a mitzvah to put yourself in a situation to create mitzvah opportunities? Another Shir. There is a fourth sheet, and I mean, I'm assigning it as Rashi's sheet, even though Rashi doesn't usually weigh in on, you know, halachic issues. He doesn't hear either. But in that original Pasuk in Parshas Masay, Rashi writes, again, it was Bamidbar, Perek, Lamed Gimel, Pasuk, Nun Gimel, he understands, again, the Ramban's proof was, it says, Orashtim Asar, it's Visham Temple. Right, you empty the land of its previous inhabitants, and you settle there. That's the Ramban's mocker. Rashi, kind of in that pasuk, without dealing with the Ramban, obviously, right? What it means is, "Horashtem osam miyoshevehal." Right, you knock out those who live there. The oz miyoshavtem bo. So it's not a mitzvah, it's like a havtocha. It's like if you'll drive out, and you look in the context of psukim, because it says there that, I mean, you know, in a pasuk which sort of speaks to us today, a couple of psukim later, Nun Hey, it says, "Vimlo sarishu esoshvaras mitechem." Right, if you're not going to drive them out, they're going to be l'sikim beinechem, l'tzinim b'tzidechem. They're going to be, you know, pains for you, like, you know, sticking in your sides and so on, in your eyes. Now you leave them in your land, so they're going to cause trouble for you. So again, we can, you know, make political comments about that too. But the point is that the Rashi just understands v'yishavtem bo. It's not a mitzvah. Again, we don't have a sefer mitzvah in Rashi, and Rashi's not telling us halacha. But Rashi certainly seems to understand the pasuk. It's not a commandment. If you'll drive out the inhabitants, you'll have the opportunity to live there. It's more like a havtocha. Do what you're supposed to do, and you'll inherit Eretz Yisrael, but not that it's a separate mitzvah. And it's possible that quite a number of people seem to learn that way. For example, and there's a sefer called Arad Rabbonon from Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Al-Ghazi, the famous Al-Ghazi family, Rit Al-Ghazi, and Rit Al-Ghazi was his son. Anyway, in the sefer Arad Rabbonon, there's a comment on the bottom called the Afrad Arad. But anyway, in the Arad Rabbonon, in Reish Tzadi Zayin, he writes, Yeshivas Eretzol, Kosova Knesta Gdola, Yerodeus and Reish Lamites, one of the great Svadish Gdolim, Tahavi Mitzvah Rabbonon. The Mitzvah Rabbonon. And he says that this is also the Radvaz. He quotes the Tshuva. I looked in my edition of Radvaz. I couldn't locate the Tshuva. I spent a little time this afternoon looking in indexes and so on. I didn't find the Tshuva in the Radvaz. But he says this in the Radvaz like that, and some others, that it's a mitzvah Rabbanon. implying that he'll hold perhaps like Rashi. There is no mitzvah d'oraisa, because that's what the pasuk means, but there's a mitzvah d'abanan to settle in Eretz Yisrael. The same opinion appears in the Stechemed, in one of his, in Klolim, in Aleph, in Marachas Aleph, in Reish Mem Vav. He also says that it's a, it begins with Eretz Yisrael. So he also mentions, quotes all the different shittas, as usual, quotes the Ramban, and the Zorakiyah, and everybody else, but he says, nearer the Svirulei, the Hidra Rabbanan. He thinks it's perhaps, at least some people hold that it's only mitzvah the Rabbanan. We'll have to understand in a moment why would the Rabbanan make such a mitzvah, but there is such a mitzvah the Rabbanan, implying that these shittas hold there's no mitzvah to say. So to summarize quickly, we have what I'm presenting as four shittas. Certainly the shittah Ramban, and a few others, clearly it's a mitzvah semi deraisa, it's noeg in every generation, all times, Golos, not Golos, doesn't make any difference. Then we have the Shita of the Balei Tosus and perhaps the Maharam Rutenberg, who suggested, who I think acknowledged there is a mitzvah, but it doesn't apply nowadays. They're giving a heter nowadays because of certain dangers inherent in fulfilling the mitzvah. The Shita of the Megillus Esther, and I suggested perhaps the Ritva as well, that there was a mitzvah at one time, that the mitzvah is gone now, not because of any danger, that once we were driven out of Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah is gone. And then the Shita that one could attribute to Rashi in terms of his understanding of the Pasuk, never was a mitzvah altogether. It was just a Haftacha, and maybe there's only mitzvah Rabbanan. Just to complete that Shita, I'll read to you the Reb Moshe Feinstein. Zechama Bracha has an interesting comment as well. This is Igros Moshe Eben Ezer Chelek Aleph at the end of Siman Kuf Beis. Okay, he writes, "Vidvar sheiloschem yesh mitzvah achsel lo deberet yisrael karamban. Is there a mitzvah like Ramban? Okay, Rabbi Nachaim betosuk subis the ena mitzvah azeh, which is clearly how I understood it. Rav Moshe presents it as a distinction, two different opinions. We follow Ramban, we follow Rabbi Nachaim Cohen and Tosus. Hinei rov haposkim sabri de mitzvah. Most posuk hold it's a mitzvah. However, Rav Moshe writes, "Aval posuk she'ein zeh bizman azeh mitzvah chiyuvis." It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, shalaguv, you have to go and do. Okay? Deem Cain, Hayon Mela Nimsash also the Bukhutzarts, because otherwise we all live here. I'm gonna be absolutely awesome under all circumstances. So then he says, there's a mitzvah to leave Eretz Yisrael. But in the end he says, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. In other words, he says, mitzara es ena chiyumis ela kishadarsham mekayim mitzvah. One who does live there is mekayim the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. You fulfill a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah kiyumis. That's sort of the position that the Reb Moshe takes, which I think I have to present as well. I'll just say very briefly, the position of the Rambam in all of this is very, very difficult, and as a subject of a tremendous amount of literature. As somebody writes, a lot of ink, I think the Stechemed writes somewhere else, that tremendous amount of ink has been used to try and figure out the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam, certainly in the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Melachim, and other places, makes important statements about the importance of Eretz Yisrael. He passes like this Mishnah in Ksubas regarding, in Hilchos Ishus, I think it's Paragid Gimel, Aloch Yotes, I didn't bring it up, I think that's where it is, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam writes something which makes it appear that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, because the Gemara indicates that if you have an opportunity to buy land, one Gittin on the Ches says that if person has an opportunity to buy land in Eretz Yisrael, and the opportunity is going to go away after Shabbos. A guy, an Arab, would sell land right now, or I'm selling it to somebody else. You know, and you have an opportunity, you can even have, you can't write, the Gemara says you can write on Shabbos, then the Gemara says it cannot be. It means you can have a guy write. The Amir Lenochri is suspended. You know, and ordinarily we can't ask a guy to do something that we can't do ourselves, but here, for the sake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to tell a guy to write up the documents, draw up the bill of sale for you. If it can wait till after Shabbos, it's good, but if you're not able to do it, why? Because it's to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam accepts that la'alocha, yet in the Sefer Mitzvahs the Rambam doesn't list settling Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah, so there's a tremendous amount of literature about it. The Avnei Nezer in that tshuva, he demonstrates that he thinks the Rambam holds for sure it's a mitzvah midaraisa, it's not counted on his list due to a technicality, namely that the Rambam has a rule, whenever you have two mitzvahs which are related, where one sort of facilitates the other, you only count one, not the other. So he says the Rambam does count the mitzvah of hachrein tachrein, to wipe out the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael. So what was the purpose? Just to wipe them out and then leave the land empty? Of course not. It was to wipe it out and move in. The Rambam doesn't mention moving in because it was already included in the other mitzvah. That's what the Nezer claims. Others that just read the Ara Drabonim, they cannot learn that the Rambam holds the other mitzvah. Hold that it's not a mitzvah, it was only Drabonim. And in Megillus Esther, his whole comment is to explain the Rambam. He's the one who says that it was only at one time a mitzvah, it's no longer a mitzvah. He says that that's the Rambam's position. The Chazon Ish already before says, so every, you know, the Rambam's position is less clear than we might want it to be. La halacha and the Shulchan Aruch, this appears in Eben Ezer, as I mentioned before, because, you know, it's talking about the divorce situation. So there, in Eben Ezer, Simon Ayin Hay, and Simon Ayin Hay, It says Dalad. The Mechaber writes, and we'll bring this together. It says, just a moment. Okay, that's a technicality. The Rambam works it out. But anyway, here it is. Who Omar Ishla was right so he in a rotsa tate beloksuba, right? The whole thing is who, that's how he paskins. And he says in halacha hey, this is a sif hey, it's an ayin hey sif hey. Yes, misha Omer, the hard the kofan also so had the efshim below sakana hilchach misof amarava a certain place ain't kofan alos. He mentions the sheet like Tosas that certain places are too dangerous to travel, it doesn't apply anymore. That's how the mechaber writes. Some of the posts come on the side of the page say that's only the Chaim Kohen about like Tosas opinion, and the Ramban disagrees, but that's how it appears in the Shulchan Aruch. Now whether it's a mitzvah or not, and specifically hold it to Rabbanon, what is the nature of the mitzvah? And this really was going to cut to the heart of our question about the mitzvah to visit Eretz. So what is the mitzvah exactly? And it really, again, Abin Ezer has the long tshuva where he discussed. When was that tshuva by Rav Moshe written? I'm going to take a look. Might have been before. It was written in. No, it was after. There's before 67. Tavshin Yud Beis. That's 52. It was after there was a state. That's an emotions too. I'm not sure. I'm sure there are. But anyway, just to go, what is the nature? What exactly is the nature of the mitzvah? And there are two ways to look at it. One could say that there's a mitzvah in Yisrael. So the mitzvah is to settle in Eretz Yisrael. That's the mitzvah. Or you could say that, and this might explain, because you know what would bother you, Jeff, before about the Tosfos is very, very difficult. I mean, there are mitzvahs that clear for Eretz, and we can't do. Therefore, we don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Well, I mean, what kind of business? You do your best, huh?
This is a follow-up to that.
Yeah.
It sounds almost like my focus is taking on the Bible and the Bible, and
doing that, and Mr. William Guyman. So fundamental, you mean?
That's the starting point.
Right. So that's the question. The Shita Tosis remains difficult.
And
you can say further, if there's a mitzvah to go there, I'll go. Now I won't be able to keep Shemitah. So I won't be able to keep Shemitah. But what's that got to do? Now you're going to undo the whole mitzvah? So there's really two ways to look at it. You could say that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the mitzvah to settle in Eretz Yisrael, period. But it could be that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is to, in effect, enable you to perform all the mitzvahs that are applicable in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, and that's exactly what some suggest, why there's no, I once said this on my own, and I saw it in print, I just don't remember where now, that maybe the reason the Rambam doesn't count it is, you said it before about Hechsher mitzvah, settling in Eretz Yisrael is to enable you to do all the mitzvahs in a better way. And as a matter of fact, Rashi and Chumash mentions the Sifri on the pasuk relating to Tefillin, and the Ramban elaborates on it. Parshas Ekev, it says that you have to keep Tefillin and Mezuzah even in Chutz La'aretz, so you'll be able to do it when you come back to Eretz Yisrael. Tefillin and Mezuzah are not mitzvahs that clears Baretz. Why does the Sifri say that you should keep the mitzvahs of Tefillin and Mezuzah in Chutz La'aretz so that when you come back to Eretz Yisrael it won't be rusty? What do you mean? Tefillin and Mezuzah apply on their own in Chutz La'aretz. So some will say there was an abbreviation. It said Tov Vav Mem, and it didn't mean Tefillin and Mezuzah. It meant Trumas and Mises. Oh, keep Trumas and Mises in Chutz La'aretz, and we come back there, it won't be rusty. That makes sense. But that's not what it says. It says Tefillin and Mezuzah. So from there, some will claim that even the mitzvahs which apply in Chutz La'aretz, when you do it in Eretz Yisrael, it's an enhanced performance of the mitzvah. And you can elaborate this on a couple point of view. Where this is the, you know, there's a long piece from Yaakov Emden and Zakdoma to the Siddur about the importance of this, where the Shina is. I mean, you can figure this out on your own. But it could be that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is just to enable you to have a better, higher level performance of mitzvahs in general, and certainly to be able to do the mitzvahs of Chutz La'aretz. So which is it? Is mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael a separate mitzvah on its own? Or is it part of, sort of, to lead to the opportunity to do other mitzvahs? So here we find, you know, two different approaches. There's a tshuva from the Maharit in the Chelek, it's the second volume, so it's Chelek, I think Chelek Beis. I think the first volume only has Chelek Aleph. Chelek Beis. Well, so that, I said that touches a little bit on that issue, but see, that's the point. I think if we assume that's what Rabbi Chaim Cohen says, that's his point. He's saying If the whole mitzvah is anyway in order to be able to do mitzvahs, to do the mitzvahs, and you're not going to be able to do them, then there's no point in going. That's his point. If it's so, if the circumstance is such, you can't keep shmita, you can't keep Jews and mitzvahs, and that's the whole essence, and I think that's the secret that I've told you, then that's why he says there's no mitzvah to go. Just stop living. I would say, he would say yes. But he was saying yes. I don't think there's any question. But he's saying the conditions were such, and that, at least that approach, I think, helps us understand the shita better. If his shita is that the whole point of going to that show is to be able to do the mitzvah, as circumstances that can't be done, there's no point in going. There's no independent mitzvah just to physically be there. The Maharit mentions really that there are two different types of two different categories of Eretz Yisrael, which has ramifications for other dinim as well. I don't want to take that much time because it's getting a little late, but the Maharit writes they're talking about an issue of somebody took a neder to go to Eretz Yisrael. Is that considered a neder to keep mitzvahs? There's such a category of, you know, nishpo, kaimus, a mitzvah. So he says, he quotes some of the shitas that we mentioned. He's one of, by the way, in this Tshuva of the Maharit, he mentions that there was a Talmud Torah who wrote this, Tshuva of Rebbe Chaim Cohen. In any event, I just want to find the line that I was looking for. Give me one second. The Maharit is of the opinion that the whole thing is to enable to do mitzvahs. That's why Eretz Yisrael school of Kenegat Kol HaMitzvahs. All right, I can't find the exact line I wanted to bring, but that's the sheet of the Maharit. The whole purpose just a minute. Yeah, here. Okay. There was one line that I should have underlined and didn't, but anyway, that's the opinion of the Maharit, and it's interesting that. Actually, because he talks about there are different places in Eretz Yisrael, which there's a distinction between a place that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael for the mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, as to whether mitzvahs HaTlulis Eretz automatically apply there. The Meshech Chochmah, at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, writes, according to Ramban, Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah HaSeh, and so he asks a very simple question, which seems to prove one way clearly, like we just said, the second way, namely that the whole mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is a function of being able to do the mitzvahs there. Why? Because the Gemara asks in Sota Daf Yodalad, why was Moshe Rabbeinu so desperate to go into Eretz Yisrael? You know, the Gemara says he davened with the voice of Hashem, 515 tefillahs will go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, what was Moshe? I mean, no is no. So what was he so desperate to go into Eretz Yisrael? It says, he wanted to go in to be able to taste Jaffa oranges, dafke, I mean, you know, or fruits from Eretz Yisrael. Well, I mean, so the answer is, no, he wanted to be able to mekayim the mitzvahs of Tlius Boris. So that Gemara seems to indicate that on a very simple, we could ask, what's the Gemara's kasha? What do you mean, why was he wanting to go into Eretz Yisrael? Because there's a mitzvah, Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael Eretz Yisrael itself is a mitzvah. But that's not the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, why didn't the Gemara just answer? What do you mean? He wanted to do another mitzvah. We know next week, Sedrek, Chacham Leivikach mitzvahs. Moshe ran to, they were all busy taking the spoils of Mitzrayim, like we learned this morning, and Moshe Rabbeinu went to take care, we learned in Mincha, to take care of the Atzmos Yosef, right? Well, he had a mitzvah to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu was always eager to do mitzvahs. So why does the Gemara ask, what did he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael for? Answer, what do you mean? Because the mitzvah, to settle and to live in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara, no, the Gemara says because he wanted to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs HaTlulis Boretz. So it sounds like the whole essence of going to Eretz Yisrael is to be able to do the mitzvah HaTlulis Boretz, not that it's an independent mitzvah. So the Meshech Chochma here says, what's the question? Okay, my Maksha, hello Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, I say he Ba'atzma, isn't that a mitzvah? And as Meshach Chochma answered, "Oh, Kashemidi, the Lefiz Ebenei Gadam Neiruvah Leikav Mitzvah Shiva Eretz Yisrael Vada Engel Kain." He says, "No, where was Moshe? Moshe was already on the other side of the Yarden, in the land of Bnei Gadam Neiruvah. Mitzvah Shiva Eretz Yisrael, he already fulfilled. That's why the Gemara didn't give that teretz. He was an Eiver LeYarden. Eiver LeYarden has the status of Eretz Yisrael for the purpose of the Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Memela, the Gemara's question, why do you want to cross the Yarden? That's why, because of the Mitzvah Tlius Baretz. I'm saying the Meshech Chochma also plays on that chilek between different places. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael can fulfill even where an Eiver LeYarden. Trumas and Mises, at least not fully, until you come into Eretz Yisrael proper. Just as an aside. But yeah.
If you get his young 18, 2 years old, and not
Okay, so that's I spoke about in the first issue a few weeks ago, based on that same tshuva of the Adnei, he discusses that. And the Chassam Sofer actually writes in one place that in Eretz Yisrael, Chassam Sofer is not known for being a big Zionist, but the Chassam Sofer wrote that there's actually two places, his commentary on the Chumash and his commentary to Parak Lulav HaGozel. He says that working the land in Eretz Yisrael is no less a mitzvah, he says, than putting on tefillin. And he says that which the Gemara says that, you know, you're supposed to learn rather than, you know, supposed to spend all your time learning, that's in the chutzlars. But in Eretz Yisrael, just like a guy can't say, well, I'm too busy learning, I can't put on tefillin, you can't say that. You can't say in Eretz Yisrael, I'm too busy learning to farm the land. A very interesting Chassam Sofer. But the Avnezer in that tshuva also discussed, the Avnezer says an interesting point, as you mentioned, there's a lot to say on this topic, but very quickly, the Avnezer in that tshuva, once he proves that the Rambam holds the mitzvah as a seis, the next question is, Nuri of the Sachat Shavarevi, so what are you doing in Sachat Shavarevi, just move to Eretz Yisrael? So he says, yes, so what's going to happen? How's he going to live in Eretz Yisrael? The Chassidim will send him money from Europe, right? So he goes, that's not settling in Eretz Yisrael, I'm living off of money that I earned in the Chutz Lart. He said, that's not settling in Eretz Yisrael. Now, in his days, it was true, because it wasn't even supporting the economy, but today, you could argue that even though your money might be coming from working computers, whatever else, but you buy bread and you buy food and you help build up the economy, so it might be different. In Abinazer's time, it wasn't even a Jewish economy. She said, what's the purpose of doing it? Okay. And anyway, let me just finish up the Tashbeit in one of his tshuvas. I'm sure sounds like tshuvas Tashbeit, so this we'll get finally to the punchline. Tshuva Reish, in Chelek Gimel. He also says, you know, he says, he's talking about a person who wanted to be buried, he has several tshuvas in a row about Eretz Yisrael. But anyway, he writes the other way. He says the mitzvah, the issue of Eretz Yisrael is, excuse me, evidently I didn't underline it here either. So he writes, the other way, he says, mitzvah dira, chiyav ha'alah, zul, the mitzvah dira, ain't no element that I miss on a hagos bar. You see, he says the only mitzvah of selling it is for the sake of the mitzvahs. So, you have these different, strains as to what the nature of the mitzvah is. So I thought that one could suggest, and we come to the punchline, that maybe whether you hold like the Ma'arit, it's kind of an independent mitzvah, or you hold like the Tashbeit, that the whole mitzvah is to settle in Eretz Yisrael is only to be able to do the mitzvahs, maybe that plays in terms of the issue of whether it's an independent mitzvah to visit Eretz Yisrael or not. Okay, because the Gemara says, there's a Shulte Giborim in Shavuos, Masechet Shavuos. It's Daf Ches Amud Aleph on the pages of the Rif. He writes the following. He says, Leka mitzvah, ein mitzvah leleches Eretzol amanas lashuv. There is no mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael if you plan to come right, you know, just to come back, just to visit. Va'afilu l'man d'omer da'in the mitzvah leleches Eretz Yisrael. And even those who hold, that's Ramban, if there's still a mitzvah today, hainu dafka amanas ladur. That's only to go live there. Aval ha'alicha amanas latzeis ein ba mitzvah. But to go there and you're going to come right back 2 weeks later, a month later, whatever it is, 10 days later, that's there's no mitzvah. B'chihecha da'yitzia amanas lashuv ein avera. Just like you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael with intent to come right back, that's no avera. Kacha ha'alicha amanas lashuv ein a mitzvah. The ikar ha'alicha v'yatzir toloi the dira. Okay, the ikar is to, you know, where you're living. Because ma mitzvah yachal lios b'holech Eretz Yisrael amanas lashuv. What possible mitzvah could there be to go visit Eretz Yisrael, just to visit and come right back? Adrav, he says, mi b'kei zos miyador miyadchem, it should say, remos chatzirav, right? Who asked you to do that? Trample in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place? You go in there, you know, try out a few new restaurants, you're going to come back? And this is not the mitzvah. That's what the Shulte Giborim says, mefurush. However, yeah, what? That's a separate discussion. The Tashbeis in that tshuva is talking about it. I don't know. Let me just mention quickly, that's the Shulte Giborim. The Magen Avraham in, you know, unusual place, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Reish Mem Ches, of Hilchos Shabbos, and Sifkot and Tezvav, the Shulchan Aruch there is talking about a person traveling. You know, you're not supposed to set out on a big journey within 3 days of Shabbos, lest when you know, the boat will have a problem and you have the Chal Shabbos. So one of the exceptions with the Shulchan Aruch list is, Ba'ola Leretz Yisrael in Mizdamna Lo Shayar, Afil Barav Shabbos, Kevin Devar Mitzvah Yochel Lifosh. Okay? You can go to Eretz Yisrael even if the boat's leaving right that day because the Mitzvah. So the Mogen Avraham writes, Ba'ola Leretz Yisrael, Dafka Aldas Lis Yashiv. That's not if you're going to live there, because that's a mitzvah. But the Yesh Omrim Afil Amanas Lachzir Kevan Afilu Mahalek Dalad Amos Beretz Yisrael Mitzvah. He says, because just going for Amos and Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. So the Maharal Avraham, he doesn't quote the Shulta Gibbon, but the Maharal Avraham entertains the possibility that, yes, even just going to visit is a mitzvah, and maybe the Shulchan Aruch says you can go out, you can even to visit Eretz Yisrael, maybe that is in fact a mitzvah. And what might be related to this, and this will finish, in Hilchos,
mitzvah if you're going to live,
right, but then he says the Yesh Omrim, even...
That's
a Yisbaskin, yeah. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Nedarim, in Simon Reish Chav Ches of Yoredeya, I'm going to find it. We'll just finish with this. Let's see it now. Okay. Was it Reish Chavches a long simon? Here it is. Reish Chavches simon. So Reish Chavches Sif Lamed Vav. Mi shenoda lalos Eretz Yisrael yesh lo hatar kishar nedarim. Somebody took a neder to go to Eretz Yisrael. This is based on Tshuvas Harosh, which again the Maharit and others talked about. Mi shenoda lalos Eretz Yisrael yesh lo hatar kishar nedarim. You have hatar nedarim like any other neder. So the Pesukei Tshuvas says, he says the reason is because that's not really a mitzvah. Right, if it was Nishpala comes with you, then there's no Atars and Darm. So he said, it's not really a mitzvah, it's a machshira mitzvah. She'en a mitzvah ela hadira baritz, because the only mitzvah is to live in Eretz Yisrael. And he said, quoting the Pasuk, based on that Ramban, but if a person, he says, is Nishpa to go live in Eretz Yisrael, not just La'alos, but actually go live there, maybe it doesn't have Atars and Darm, it's possible that this Pesukei Tshuvah relates to our question as well. What are we saying, to put it together? If you hold that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is simply a mafsher, it creates the possibility of doing all the mitzvahs to Sparetz, so then you can argue going to visit also, while you're there, you'll be able to mekayim whatever mitzvahs to Sparetz apply. But if you hold the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a separate, independent mitzvah, nothing to do with the mitzvahs to Sparetz, it stands on its own 2 feet, then you could say, perhaps that's only if you're going to live there. If you're going just to visit, that's nothing. That's like the Shulchan Aruch says. So the machlokas, it could be it's a machlokas, so there's a mitzvah to visit, revolving around this question. The only thing I would throw in is what I said before about the economy. It could be that even when you visit, since while you're there, you're driving, you're buying food, you're contributing to the economy of the land just by tourism and whatever else, that too could be a mitzvah. So I would say at the end, the final analysis, at least today, that it's a Jewish government and a Jewish economy, that I think that one could make a very strong case that there is an against the Shulta Gibbar. Maybe he was talking his time. Taka, just to go then return, you're not going to, there's no mitzvah at all. What are you doing? But we could say that today, since the Yishuv, you are contributing to the Yishuv, even if it's just temporarily, maybe it would be a mitzvah. Yeah. That's true too. Sayin HaKanami. It could be the purchasing products and so on and so forth, and that kind of thing is also perhaps, I think there's some who say like that, that there's at least a partial kiyum in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael by in HaKanami. So you're saying that maybe there's nothing more, but I guess by visiting maybe you have more of an opportunity to do that. Yeah.
What about those who argue because it's not a religious community?
Again, I don't think that the status of the government plays necessarily with the mitzvah. It's still, I mean, you could say like that once we're driven out, again, and they talk about it. The Megillus Esther actually quotes that Gemara in Ksubas that says we took an oath, you know, the Shalosh Shuras. Again, there's a lot to say about this topic, but, you know, that we took an oath to go, not to take the land over by force, so that's why we can't do it. That's the position of the Satmar Rebbe and others, you know, that you can't go there. But I'm not sure if they would say, in other words, those people live in Eretz Yisrael today, even if they don't identify with the government or with the state or anything else, are still, well, I assume, are Mekayim, would hold that they're Mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You may not be happy with the government. It is a Jewish economy. It is a Jew. I was discussing today with somebody, you know, the Terek character. Forget about this last incident, but just in general, the issue of, we don't benefit from the government. It's a very difficult position. I mean, you turn on the faucet, or you walk in the street, or if your house gets burglarized, you call the police. I mean, you are benefiting from the Jewish government. Or from a halakhic point of view, you know, there's a din that, you know, when you're poded Maisa Shena, you have to be poded on a coin. When you redeem Maisa Shein, it has to, in Eretz Yisrael, it has to be redeemed against on a coin. And the Gemara is clear, it has to be a coin of acknowledged realm. If a group of pirates take over a country and they mint coins, those coins are no good for pigeon Maisa Shein. So what do these guys do for Maisa Shein in Eretz Yisrael? They don't use Israeli coins? In the days of the Chazon Ish, he wrote about writing about using a shilling. Okay, but a shilling is not the coin of the realm. Nobody holds it. The British are in control now. So I don't know what coin they use, but assuming they use the coins of the Israeli shekels, so then Mr. Hamad, they do recognize the government. But I don't think that that plays a role. Yeah.
There's stark difference between the government. Since David Shlomo, we've not had...
I think that's what Abayan Soloveitchik once wrote, that he didn't think that Ben Gurion was worse than any of the Avodah Zarah kings that were in the Tanakh. Anyway, we should all have the schus to go live in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have to visit. Okay, have a good day.